My name is Beck. I'm the co-host of the Not Superwoman podcast, and I'm the great-granddaughter of Irish, American, and Italian immigrants, and I'm grateful to call Australia home. I'd like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners of this land of which the podcast was recorded, and extend our respects to the elders past and present. I am in awe of their strength, of the world's oldest living culture, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this podcast on their land.
Welcome to this week's episode of Recap and Ramble. And God, we have a lot to talk about.
Ramble on, my friend. Ramble on.
Well, I honestly have like a massive list of stuff I want to get through. So watch out.
There's been a bit going on.
Oh, I am a shell of a human being today.
Yeah, I safe to say this last week has certainly made me realise I'm really not cut out for a fast-paced life. I'm not.
No, I think it's just the travel, the episode preparation, all the stuff we've tried to kind of condense into a fortnight has been bloody hectic.
It has. We are in our Fashion Fortnight series. We have launched our episode with Anthea O'Connor, fashion stylist, who was also a previous editor, a Melbourne-based editor of Vogue Australia, and then also a fashion presenter with Channel 7 and Network 10 on...
with Wayne Cooper, a name I haven't heard for what, 20 years, who I also loved.
And my goodness, that episode had an extraordinary amount of traction and also interest. I feel like Anthea's honesty, where she weaved in basically her fashion guidance and advice and also like, you know, a lifetime career experience in fashion, alongside the honesties and vulnerabilities of the hustle of being a freelancer, the, you know, realities of being a mum. We've had such an astounding, feedback from this episode in the best way.
I do just think what resonated. I always say resignated.
It's right.
So many people pick me up on it, but it's ingrained in me and I can't stop.
I know. It's one of those words. I have those.
Resonated with me is the hustle and how you never stop hustling when you're a freelancer. You just don't. I bloody hustled all day today.
I know.
In every aspect of my life.
Oh, God. Well, even like, yeah, when she was talking about it, I heard it particularly on the level of doing this podcast. I was like, yep. Everything that has happened or occurred has come from like immense hustle that has just taken so much effort and energy that some days you just start going, oh, my God, I just can't do it anymore.
The difference between you and me, I'm someone that plans things. Everything likes to be planned, like, weeks out. Like, I mean, I still allow for a bit of spontaneity and, you know, random stuff to come. But you'll be, like, the day before being like, nah, it's all fine, it's going to happen. And it always does, but it gives me high levels of anxiety, like next level.
I know. I unfortunately do. Whilst I'm a planner, especially with the podcast, I am a bit of a last-minute girl. If I have too much time to lead up, I'm like, I'll be due to do episode questions for a guest and I'm just like, I'm just going to go and reorganize the whole entire playroom and then I'll do the questions.
It's weird how it always works out for you. I'm not saying I don't want it to, as it's my business too. I'm happy to share that. But I just am always like, how? How? Why?
This is the thing. It's the hustle and it's the not willing to take no for an answer and it's the what's it called that Georgie Coghlan talked about, like the vision board, the not letting go of the vision. The vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we definitely hustled in
space. We'll come back to that. Talk to me, because you know what also we chatted about was, and you just brought it up then, with Anthea is the influencer. And that's what, you know, we found at Fashion Week. So we were obviously in Sydney for Fashion Week last week. It's our Fashion Fortnight.
Yeah.
The influencer.
Yes, it's. I just watched a great clip on this from Big Small Talk with Hannah Ferguson and Sarah Jane Adams, and another brilliant podcast. But they were talking about Australian Fashion Week, and they
not as brilliant as us.
questionable. but they were talking about how the majority share of the audience were, instead of being like career fashion people, they are now influencers, and like where does that land with people? It's and discussing how we're obviously in a transition stage, because even Anthea touched on, like, you know, it used to be that you had to work in fashion from the floor up and build up your credentials and then get to a place where you would be then engaged and working with brands and alongside and invited to events and so on. And now it's shifted into, you know, that you can create a exceptional reel that just goes off, and then all of a sudden build up your likes and followers, and then next minute you can be considered, you know, fashion, I don't know what you'd call it, like, well, an influencer, like someone that influences and trends.
It's essentially a full-time job, but you've done a different way to get – you've gone a different path to get there rather than the traditional way that we all did, I guess, you know, starting on the floor in retail, working your way up. And I mean, I'm not saying it's the wrong way to do it. There's a wrong or right way. There's definitely not. You know, they're obviously having really successful careers and brand partnerships. But what the other thing you were chatting about is it was different to see their outfits. They were not necessarily wearing the designers that they were going to see, who were prominent Australian designers with a focus on, I guess, sustainability. They were more wearing fast fashion, like your Zara, your ASOS, your, you know, brands that don't really represent Australian sustainability, longevity.
Yes.
It was just interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great clip on that they touch on Big Small Talk, but they were talking about how exactly that a lot of the younger influencers were seen as they presented to each show. They were in a multitude of different fast fashion outfits. And I think it's that catch 22 line where if you are on social media, you are expected to continually present and showcase the up and coming trend, the new it, the new version, the cool outfit, whatever. And that pressure to kind of succumb to that and continually up your ante, continually like change and showcase a different aspect would be exhausting. I mean, my God, you and I decided we would dress up and give it a go when we were in Sydney for our Fashion Week event and our fashion interviews. And it was so much fun. And I will say the one thing it definitely did do, it built up my confidence. I definitely realised how much making an effort to consider your outfits definitely affects the way in which I present to the world that day. Like, but then when you do it on repeat over and over, even multiple times a day, which is what we did when we were in Sydney.
I'm not going to lie, I was broken. And you're like, get changed, put on a new outfit. And I'm like, I can't, I'm too tired.
We're like crawling to the airport, just desperate to fall apart and get back into jammies and activewear. But that being said, I think there's a good balance. There has to be a better balance there than doing that.
Yeah, and we were lucky enough to, you know, be gifted some amazing clothes, and we loved wearing them, and it was so much fun.
Thank you, Elka Collective.
Thanks to our mates, but. Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. And I think, you know, going to, like, being lucky enough to go to Romance Was Born was pretty incredible. Like, that, it was just escapism. It was so beautiful. And it was honestly like you were entering a universe of something completely different. Like, the kind of inspiration for that collection was based off the movie The Neverending Story. And you can really see that.
Yeah, right.
You know, with those, because they had these huge moons, I think they had like three enormous moon suspended over the runway with smoke and these kind of models emerging from the smoke to kind of nostalgic 80s music, like the Pet Shop Boys, and it was seriously beautiful.
I know, it's funny because I was definitely a deer in headlights. I think I referenced it in our interview with Anthea, but fashion to me has always been intimidating, and the idea of going to Australian Fashion Week was certainly just that. But once we entered into it, it was like I got to sort of put my head inside like the cool creative kids party, where I was like, thank goodness for creative and colourful people that just have such a passion and a vision that is leaps and bounds outside of the everyday norm, you know? And But then at the same time, I was like a deer in headlights because I was like, this is just so far from any form of my reality, but I relished every moment.
But isn't that what is so much fun?
Yes.
Like, that was the best bit. I mean, it wasn't great when you got home and you were like, I don't feel very well. And I was like, here we go. And as we were sleeping in a king bed together, also,
yes, I'd booked a hotel room, and then when we arrived, they're like, the king bed, and you were like, is there another room with two singles? And they were like, unfortunately not. And then I was like, it's fine, we'll just put pillows down the middle.
Not that I don't love sharing a bed with you. It's purely because sometimes I get night terrors. And
you do. I've known that, you know, since.
Like, everyone's got their kind of sleeping habits. I roll over a lot in the night. You know, we all kind of sleep is very important. But you, so we probably had, I want to say maybe, you know, we had a small marg, we had a glass of champagne, then we maybe proceeded to have 10 other glasses of Australian sparkling, which is quite acidic. And you're like, we get home and you're like, I've got a tummy ache. I've had a bad prawn. And I was like, oh, yeah, here we go. Vomited all night. All night.
I know. I did feel bad about that.
I tried to knock myself out with a cocktail of kind of sleeping tablets, but I still woke up to you in the night. And then I woke up at one point and you're like, I hope I'm going to be all right for the interview tomorrow with Bianca Spender. And thank God you woke up in the morning and felt fantastic. And
it was
like,
definitely the prawn. It was the bad prawn. Note to self.
It was the 10 glasses of Australian sparkling on an empty stomach.
No, well, and probably then the fact that I was like, I thought we were moving at such a pace that I was like, I've got a bad headache. I'm just going to take some Panadol as well. And then no dinner and, you know, one event, a meeting to event, and then all of a sudden, next minute, I was cooked. Yeah,
I was actually surprisingly quite good, which was rare for me. But and the day before, we'd done a fantastic interview with Taryn Williams, who was also fantastic.
Yes,
I feel like I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but we can do a little teaser with our guests to get people excited for what's coming.
Definitely. Like, oh yeah, it's all a part of our fashion series. But we got the privilege to sit down with Bianca and talk about everything that she has experienced and her passion for fashion, which is such a tagline, but it is so true, and it couldn't be more true when speaking to her. Just literally, it is a part of her being, like it's ingrained in her, how she sees things, the visions that come to her through fabrics and colours. You know, she grew up with it. She is, it embodies her. And then the incredible privilege of sitting down, also talking to her about the realities of grief since losing her late mother, Carla Zampatti, and then her, not long after, her father, John Spender. So it was an incredibly intriguing, fascinating conversation and emotional. Safe to say, we did get a picture with Bianca afterwards.
I'm laughing. I'm sitting here because I'm like, full disclosure, I genuinely wept, like hardcore. Like, you looked over at me, giving me that look like, what is wrong with you? Pull yourself together type look. And I was like, to the point where Bianca at the end clutched me and gave me a hug and was like, are you okay? I think she may have even stroked my face.
But it was very emotional, and it really hit differently. And being able to sit down and be so raw with someone that you're only really just meeting, and having that is the pleasure of the podcast. Like, I would give away the rest of it. The idea of trying to generate it into being any form of influencer or whatever, it has no.
Well, no, it's not about influence. It's about income.
That too. I would take that. I just mean I have no interest in trying to create profiles. I absolutely. No.
Revel
in the conversations, and having the opportunity to just like strip it back and be completely honest with someone in that you don't even know is even like the more I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Yes. So yeah, it was I definitely left. Well, I left looking like I'd been hit by.
Well, I said to Zoe, I'm like, we are posting our photos with Bianca. I don't care that you look like you have just.
I can't been... cut my head out from another photo and
super impossible. No,
and
we're just.
I had that really beautiful shirt of Bianca's on that was what I called a pussy bow shirt. It's not. Well, I call it the pussy shirt.
It was with tears. We are staying true to our vulnerability, Zoe, and our rawness, and you'll be seeing that in our clips and photos to come for sure. But on a last note, this is very exciting, but Bridgerton has started back.
Oh, on another note. Well, that's kind of fashion, actually. I binge-watched it in one night.
But hang on, no, aren't they releasing it in sections?
Yeah, I've done part one. I haven't done part two.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Have you finished part one yet?
No, I'm only up to ep three, I think. But I'm so excited, and it is absolutely another world of fashion within itself. And I love how they just weave in these like modern themes.
Pop culture.
Themes. But, yes.
It's so good. I feel sad that it's ended.
Oh, well, hang on, I'm confused.
No, for me, because I've finished that season.
Okay,
So I go back and watch the other first season again just to, like, you know.
Yeah. No, well, I'm at the point where Colin there's a rumblings of passion between Colin and...
That's very descriptive, thank you. Rumbling passion.
But I just want to say quickly, the theme within that, I just watched the episode last night where Lady Whistledown's just written in... Oh, no, that's right. The girl has spilled the secret about how Colin was helping her find a husband, and that everyone was whispering that a woman in her third year of whatever it is, those events, gatherings or whatever they are. Is considered a spinster because she hasn't found a husband in her first three. And I was like, oh, my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine being like completely judged by the status of whatever relationship you're in?
I would have been the diamond in the first season. You would have been the one that's out at the third season. Hasn't been snapped up.
The funniest thing about this comment that you just said is the fact that every time we are self-doubting, Zoe's the one that's like, oh, they're lunatics. We're good. We're sorted, or we look fantastic. And I'm like, I sometimes I sit back and I'm like, I think she's delusional, but I'm going to roll with it because it makes me.
Everyone needs a friend that's too
hype girl.
And that's me.
You are the ultimate hype girl, and we're very lucky to be doing this podcast / shit show together.
Anyway, well, we look forward to bringing you some other great interviews next week and some more Anthea content because, God, she bolsters me up. She's great, and I can't wait to look like that when I'm in my 50s.
Yes, I know. Definitely a wonderful balance of realism and style and aspiration all rolled into one in Anthea. And then we'll be sharing our incredibly open, honest, fascinating chat with Bianca Spender coming up. So look out, people. Fashion Fortnight continues.
Bye, Rat.
Bye. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Not Super Woman. You can find extra resources, links and information on our website, which is notsuper-woman.com.
Is that a dash or a hyphen?
A dash is a hyphen, Rash.
Wonderful.
And if you're enjoying what we're bringing, you can follow us on our socials and we're across all podcast platforms. So hit subscribe, guys.